awaken my children and hear without pause of the midnight ride of William Dawes on 18th April 75. A bit of truth I'll now revive. This William Dawes was on his horse. He needed bravery, of course. Intentions clear, his plan quite grand, to harness freedom through the land. For William Dawes, much work to do, and Paul Revere would help out too, with Samuel Prescott, one more there. Awake, ye colonists! Prepare! Get ready now, raise high alarm, so no one here will come to harm. Sam and Will on horseback ride. They planned that night to stem the tide. Adventures now, each noble lad. My word, the courage these three had. Let's start with Paul the silversmith, a momentous story told, for with the sky was dark, the stars shone bright, for Paul Revere sufficient light. His first big job initially, to warn two leaders hurriedly, began his mission in a boat. He saw more trouble and took note. He must warn more than just the two of trouble that would soon ensue. Along with William, Billy Dawes would tell the folk about their cause. They soon met up with good old Sam. 10 nights of work in one they cram. So on to the village number one. Their work that night had just begun. Now did they gallop through and shout, "The British storm with mighty clout!" Oh no, indeed, we're too polite to scare the people in the night. They knocked on doors to spread the news. The regulars come, no time to lose. Stand tall, be strong, and patriots be, or risk your neck at the Liberty Tree. The first door Paul had knocked to tell, a man stood there, began to yell, "What's wrong with you? There's too much noise. My girl's asleep, as well as my boys." But Paul was stern, his mission kept, no matter where the people slept. Please heed the cry and hear our plea. The redcoats come by land and sea. Tough luck for Paul within journey went quite sour. The redcoats caught him, took him in, admonished Paul for his evil sin, released him then. Without his horse, he could not keep on hero's course. 'Twas not the same for William Dawes, nor Samuel Prescott, no, because they fled from capture, that they did, and with their horses moments hid. And when the road became more clear, they mounted up and rode, no fear. When William Dawes and Sam, his friend, proceeded forth, Paul's ride, the end. We're not quite sure what happened then, of where both went, or how, or when. It's true, of course, that Paul Revere was patriotic, most sincere. But William Dawes, Sam Prescott too, completed warning far from few. Yet who remembers William Dawes or Samuel Prescott with applause? The only hero of the ride was Paul. The others cast aside. How can that be? Why is this so? A poet wrote so long ago, listen, my children, and you shall hear of the midnight ride of Paul Revere. This poet then described those times, chose Paul Revere because he rhymes. He could not write it else this way. This poet Longfellow couldn't say. Listen, my children, and you shall hear of the midnight ride of Samuel Prescott, Billy Dawes, Paul Revere, and whoever else went along for the ride.